Well, here we are, Main Street, Hill Creek, Arkansas. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So when people ask me where I live, I tell them Hill Creek. And they say, where's that? And I say, well, now, have you ever heard of Conway? Most people say, yeah, Conway, Arkansas. I've heard of Conway. It's a fairly decent-sized town. Now, if you live, you know, in a state that has actually big cities, then Conway's not a real big town. But it's, I think, 60,000 people or something. So it's for Arkansas. It's a pretty decent-sized town. And I say, well, yeah, if you've heard of Conway, Conway is a suburb of Hill Creek. Really not. Hill Creek is a community outside of Plumerville. Plumerville is a city of about, I think, 800. So this is Hill Creek. Now, we're sitting next to Hill Creek Drive, which is the road that we live on. It runs down one edge of our farm, and this is Hill Creek Drive. Well, one day, we were out of town. I don't remember where we were. Maybe we were, I think we were at church. I can't remember. We were somewhere. We were not at home, and I got a text that said, is this your steer? And I thought, okay, that's usually not a good text to get. It was a picture. That steer was standing right in the middle of Hill Creek Drive. Well, that's not a good place for a steer to be standing. And of course, it wasn't mine. It was a Brahma steer. I don't have any Brahma, so whatever. Anyway, long story made short, it was a guy's way up the road. It had gotten out, jumped a fence. Jumped the fence like the fence wasn't even there, by the way. I personally witnessed it jump a few more fences when we got back to town, to the area. And he ended up going to the cell barn about a week and a half later when they finally got him back. He was a roamer. He did not like boundaries. Was not a fan of boundaries. We ended up getting him back in our place until the guy showed up, but then he jumped our fence and he roamed. He was a roamer. He was a roamer. He did not like boundaries. And that's kind of us sometimes. We like to push the boundaries, right? Nobody's going to tell us how to live our life. Nobody's going to, especially in the culture in which we live, it's our life, it's our body, it's our whatever. We're going to make our decisions. No one is going to put boundaries on us. And yet, if you're a follower of Jesus and you know what the Word of God says, you know that God is the sovereign of the universe and the sovereign of our lives, places boundaries. I mean, it's just what He does. And as a loving Father, He places those boundaries for a good reason. The psalmist would say in Psalm 16, verse 6, that those lines, those boundaries have fallen in pleasant places. You see, when you're pursuing Jesus, when you're pursuing a relationship with Him, and when you're growing in that relationship with Him, we begin to understand that the boundaries that God has placed in our life are not unfair. They're not hateful. They're not unkind. They're placed there in love to protect us and help us grow away from the things that would hurt us and kill us. That steer needed boundaries. Because I'm going to tell you, when he got out of those boundaries, he was hanging out in the middle of the road. And for a little while, was in the middle of the main highway, Highway 92. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm watching a semi-tractor trailer drive down Highway 92 right now. And I can only tell you to imagine what a semi-tractor trailer can do to a young steer if they were to meet at a high rate of speed. Boundaries are for our good when they're placed in our lives by someone who loves us. God loves us. Do you know Him today? And listen, if you do, embrace those boundaries because they've fallen, according to the psalm, in pleasant places. If you don't know Him, would you reach out to us today through this LifeWord page to talk to somebody about what it means to know Him, what it means to call out to God and ask Him to forgive your sin and put your faith and trust in Jesus? We'd love to talk to you more about that. Hey, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop this tailgate and have a chat. And so until next week, I hope you have an incredible week. And I appreciate you joining me today. I pray you'll join me next time. Until then, have a great week, like I said. And I love you. We'll see you next time on a Tailgate Talk.